Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It's good being with you again. I love everyone with you unconditionally, unequivocally, just the way you are. All of you remember the reason for your coming here. You've come here to sit with me. That's the main reason. Not to listen to a sermon or a lecture or words, just to sit quietly, and whatever we do is okay. All is well. There are no mistakes. Everything is in its right place. Rejoice, for all is well. People continue to ask me, Robert, I seem to be caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. I seem to be spiritual on one part and material on the other part. In other words, I seem to be spiritual, knowing that I am effortless, choiceless, pure awareness, and all is well. That's one part of me, the spiritual part. Yet there's the material part. The material part of me is caught up in life, so to speak. Has needs, desires, wants. So when does the material part surround to the spiritual part? And I become one with everything. We'll discuss this for a while from the highest viewpoint. In reality, there's no spiritual part and there's no material part. All this is illusory. Don't go around saying I'm spiritual or material. It all emanates from the mind. In the mind, it makes you think that you're spiritual, it makes you think that you're not. And yet there's no mind. Part of this. There's only emptiness. Feel the emptiness. Beautiful. When you no longer feel material or spiritual, you're free. And when you realize there's no mind causing anything for you, then you're double free. Think about this. Find this. You're totally empty. Emptiness. Feel the emptiness. If you're unable to feel what I'm saying, you'll feel happy, serene, joyous. Why? Because you're boundless space. There's nothing that can hurt you or make you fear. How can it be when you're bound in space? You alone exist and nothing else. You exist as bound in space. And there's nothing else. You realize the implication? There's no karma that is holding you back. There's no samskaras that are binding you. There's no sins that you have to go through, no retribution. You're free, totally free. Right now, right this moment. Nothing binds you. Nothing. Not even your mind, because you have no mind. Can you feel the freedom I'm referring to? Can you feel the emptiness right now? The silence, peace, You are the one. There's no one else but you. You encompass the entire universe. This is where you are. As boundless space. As effortless, choiceless, pure awareness. This is your essence. This is what you really are. Do not allow yourself to think of anything else. There's nothing else to think about. This is it. You're not interested in spiritual life or material life or any kind of life. For one life is you. The absolute reality is you. Can you feel what I'm talking about? Can you really feel it? Feel the emptiness, the total emptiness. Complete total emptiness. You're empty of everything. There's no past, no future. Nothing that can possibly hurt you or bother you. When you feel fearful or hurt or bothered, this is called false imagination. Somehow you hypnotize yourself and believe something is wrong. Like the one in the mirage. The snake in the rope. The sky resting on the mountain. It all seems so real. But upon investigation you find it false. The optical illusions. So every time you think it's an optical illusion, whatever source you think about, whatever you see in your mind, whatever you allow your mind to do, it's an optical illusion. It doesn't exist. There's nothing there. There's nobody home. You are free. Rejoice. You are free. Totally, completely free. What do you fear? You're not just by looking at the world. It was an illusion. It's so funny to me that we only have so many years to live on this earth. Most of us will all be gone by 50 years from now. And instead of trying to find ourselves, find where we are, we get involved in all kinds of nonsense. We take life so seriously. We're so into our bodies and our mind. Believing we have to accomplish something, we have to do this, we have to do that. Who said you came here to accomplish anything? There's nothing you have to accomplish, absolutely nothing. There's one accomplishment, that's the self. And the self is very accomplished, and it has to be accomplished. There's nothing else to be accomplished. It's all done. And you are that. So again, feel your freedom. It's really free right now. Completely free. Feel it. This is where you are. There's nothing you have to do to earn it. Just be. Be who you are. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop the woe is me attitude. Stop everything. Drop it. Drop it all. Drop everything. You are free now, this moment. But you keep on thinking. And this binds you. Every time you think, it binds you. What do you think about will be materialized and living in your life? That's why there's so much confusion in the world. People keep thinking about all kinds of things. And things keep materializing in the world. The world that you see before you is a collective consciousness of the human race. The world that you see before you is a collective thinking of humanity. Good, bad, and different. So there's good and bad in the world. Or you're getting bad thoughts. I'm telling you to go beyond thinking. Thinking can never make you happy eternally. It can make you happy for a while. When you think of a certain condition you like and you achieve the condition, you're happy. How long does it last? Four changes. I'm saying that nothing in this world can make you eternally happy. Nothing. Because everything is under the law of change. Everything must change. The pendulum swings one way and the other way. You don't get carried away with the pendulum or caught up in the pendulum, idea of living. Saying you still have to live a good and a bad life. You're beyond that. You're beyond the swing of the pendulum. You are the imperishable self that knows no others. You are the absolute reality, the one, the only one. You have to ponder these things all day, all night. All life will pass you by, it'll be gone. What's more important than finding yourself? Yet, when most of you leave this house, you open the door and go out and you start to think about your problems, your things, things that are wrong with your life, things that you need, things that you want. It's a mistake. Try to understand that nothing that you need. You need the nothing within. Who's in the middle of your needs? And then it appears that they're coming from outside. Maybe they're coming from within you. If you just learn to trust and be still, trust the power that knows the way. You don't trust the newspapers, the television, the radio. What people say. Be yourself. know you are always. Feel your reality right now. Feel your reality. Feel the emptiness. This reality, emptiness. When I say feel the reality, that's the same thing about it. I'm saying feel the emptiness, feel the reality of emptiness. Total pure emptiness. Feel it. As soon as your mind starts saying I, catch it, burn into it, stop it. And listen to emptiness again. Listen to what the I says. I am hungry, I need food. I'm tired. I am peaceful, I am happy. Whenever the mind comes up with an I, stop it before it goes onward. You're not allowed to go to the second syllable. Catch the I before it goes to the second syllable. And look at it. Observe it. Witness it. And find your empty again. It's only when you feel the emptiness that you feel wonderful. You truly feel wonderful when you feel emptiness. You don't have to believe if you feel emptiness you will not be able to function. You don't believe this. Many people are afraid to feel emptiness. Because they feel they will not be able to function in their job, in their school, your home. Isn't that true? Emptiness is your real state. Your real self is emptiness. And because of your real state, you'll be able to do things better than you ever did before. By feeling nothing, feeling emptiness. Emptiness is God. Brahman. Are you feeling the emptiness? Or do your thoughts control you? Are your thoughts controlling you or are you feeling the emptiness? Ask yourself. Am I controlled by thoughts? Your thoughts are only your past programming. That's all thoughts are. Your programming. You've been programmed since you were little. They have no hold on you, they have no power. Unless you give them power. You give them power by fearing them. By thinking they have power, they're real. Who has thoughts? Nobody. Stop thinking. Know you are. When you go home this afternoon, see how long you're going to stay quiet. Without getting excited, getting mad, getting angry. See if you need them once. See when you can keep still. When nothing matters, everything's okay just the way it is. And this will tell you where you're at. Again, let me emphasize the important parts. There's no spiritual life. Spiritual life is a cosmic joke. no such thing as spiritual life. And that's the same as material life. It's all an illusion. It's like a dream. There's no life whatsoever. You have nothing to hold on to. Because it's completely free. What does a free person need to hold on to of anything? Only when you're bound, you have to hold on to something. You want a crutch. So even if it's a personal God, a guru, a book, it's going to be a crutch. But stand naked, with nothing to hold on to, totally naked. And then you'll feel the oneness. Then you'll realize it's only you. You are the one, nothing else exists but you. All is well. Peace. Questions? Like to ask? How much that reads for us? Are you reading glasses? Are you reading glasses?